Can the rabbi please tell me what power each stone of the Choshen has? E.g., wearing a ruby helps women pregnancy. Call Truth, Daniel F. from Muncie, New York. There are very differences of opinion of exactly what the stones of the Choshen were. The Shultei HaGiborim basically gives his opinion based on others of what these stones were, and I will tell you, according to him, what the various stones were, what their colors were, and if there was special a scholar about what these stones are. The first one was Odem. The Odem is a, according to him, is a carnelian, and it doesn't say that it was a very red, flesh-colored stone, and meat-colored stone, and that didn't necessarily have any special powers. The topaz is the pitada. It's a yellow one, and it's has the power to cool things off and also to cool off passions. The barakas was a bluish crystal, and doesn't say that it has any special powers. The nofach was a carbuncle, was a red ruby, and it helped against depression. It also was a protection that the person who carried it into war would be successful in the war. The sapir was a sapphire. It was yellow or an onyx. Well, that's a sapphire. The sapir is a sapphire, and doesn't seem to have any special powers, except for the fact that it brightens one's eyes, makes your eyesight better, and gives a person rest. The next is the Yahalom, which he defines as a diamond, which is a very hard stone, breaks other things, and someone who carries it will be successful over his enemies and against wild animals, can take off fear from a person, and it's good to bring peace and riches. Then there is the Leshem. Leshem is a turquoise. And the Leshem protects someone from evil things befalling him. It also strengthens a weak heart. And it also heals the eyes, brings a person happiness and joy, takes away his worries, and brings him success. Then there's the Shvo. The Shvo is a jacinth. It's an orange-red stone. It brings a person rest. Then there's the Achlama. The Achlama is onyx. And it basically takes away fear, takes away bad dreams. That's the power of the Achlama. Then there is the Tarshish, which is some kind of crystal. And it's good for breathing and to soften the heart and take away depression. And then there is the Shoham. The Shoham is a green aquamarine, and it again helps eyesight, restores one's eyesight, and gives one good eyesight. And then there is also, it's an antidote for poisons, and it blinds snakes, and it helps a person to be protected from fits and seizures. It also helps a person's memory and gives him extra enhanced intelligence. And the last stone is the Yashpe, which he defines as a jasper. It's a multicolored opal, and it protects from poisons and helps against digestive ailments. Those are basically the stones. It also clots blood and helps for a woman who's having difficulty in giving birth. Those are basically the stones according to the Shultei HaGiborim.